Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's been almost a week now since a snowstorm struck the state last weekend, and more than 86,000 residents and businesses are still without power. In the western Mass town of Wilbraham, over 50% of homes still have no electricity this morning and haven't since Saturday. National Grid supplies power to Wilbraham and is still scrambling to bring everyone back online there after the storm. Joining us from Wilbraham on the phone this morning is Patrick Brady, the chairman of the Wilbraham Board of Selectmen. Good morning, Mr. Brady, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. You're quite welcome.
People in your town are into their sixth day without power this morning. What are you hearing from them, both residents and businesses?
Understandably, everyone's patience is growing thin. But what we've told our residents is just to hang in there. As you may know, we've already handled a tornado and a microburst this year, and we got through that together, and we're going to get through this one together, too.
What do you hope in terms of when power will be fully restored?
Marcy Reed's office has told us that 90% of our residences will have power restored by midnight tomorrow.
National Grid had said it hoped to have all power restored to Massachusetts homes by the end of the day yesterday or last night. Do you think that considering more than 50% of the homes and businesses in Wilbraham are still without power this morning, that National Grid overpromised?
I'm going to respond to that by saying we have very, very good relationships with National Grid. When we had a tornado, they came in and cleaned us up in 2 days. They were heroes. We were ready to throw a parade for them. Same experience with the microburst in July. The difference here is those events were highly localized. They affected about 10 miles of our roads and residences. This event is 10 times bigger. So if National Grid made a mistake in their projections, that's not the end of my world. It is what it is. I have every confidence they're doing the best they can, and I find it funny that people are criticizing National Grid at a time when they need National Grid the most. It's kind of like yelling at your waiter bringing you the food. That's just not smart.
I haven't been to Wilbraham since the storm last weekend, but I am quite familiar with the town, and I know that there are many roads where there's a canopy of trees hanging over the road and hanging over power lines. Do you wish that National Grid had done more to trim trees hanging over power lines? Could it do more?
You know, given enough time and money, you can do anything. We have met with Marcy Reed early in the week. She's put a mobile command center here to help communicate with people. The canopy of trees, frankly, the residents like. Could National Grid trim more? Probably. I'll leave that to the experts, but we're not going to finger point at National Grid.
Mr. Brady, you seem like you have a degree of patience. Do you think that's shared by folks in your town who've been without power since Saturday?
Very uneven. You know, the cold weather early in the week really sapped the energy out of our residents, and we've been going around door to door talking to people without power, encouraging them to get out into the sunshine. In many cases, it's much more comfortable and, in fact, warmer outside than inside. And once we get them warmed up, get a cup of coffee in them. If you know Wilbraham, I'm sitting outside the Village Cafe. They've been opening early so residents can grab coffee on their way to work or just come in and warm up. And that kind of restores a little personal energy. But there's no doubt everyone's exhausted.
Patrick Brady, chairman of the Board of Selectmen in the town of Wilbraham in western Mass. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome, Bob. Good to talk to you.